Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy. We will have a high approaching 30 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it is 24, 25 in Burlington, Milwaukee 24, 23 at this hour in Racine. The Wisconsin Humane Society produces a publication called Critter Chronicles with news about the organization and its locations, including Racine. The latest edition with a front-page architectural presentation of the new building being proposed in the village of Mount Pleasant. WHS currently occupies the one-time Countryside Humane Society building on Chicory Road. It was built decades ago as a potato barn, where thousands of pets have been helped over the years. The newsletter presents the challenges at that current site, as well as visuals and details of what is being proposed, including more than twice as much space on the 5 acres south of Highway 20 near Putzmeister. The project cost on the new building about $5 million, for which a capital campaign is underway. Sturtevant's Plan Commission giving conceptual approval to a plan to build a 49,000-square-foot structure, which would house conference rooms and restaurants on some land that's currently owned by the village in Renaissance Business Park. The convention and business center being proposed by Mark and Debbie Kennedy of Mount Pleasant. It's about a two-story building, would include three large conference rooms surrounded by a public lobby, space for up to 6 restaurants on the first floor. The second floor, that would be office space. Village Administrator Mary Cole saying it's exactly the kind of project that officials had been hoping for.
It really suits a need out there.
Yes.
You know, even a lot of the business have contacted us that they would like something like that restaurant. So I really think it's going to be a good fit. I really like what they're proposing for the building construction.
Kennedy's a local physician, feels that the site on 20 is the right location for this type of facility. Acceptance of the concept kind of sets the wheels in motion for approvals down the road. He says, as Kennedy, there's currently no timeline for beginning construction. Several hundred people went to the Mount Pleasant Village Hall for the look at plans and upgrading some of the local roads, referenced the Foxconn project. Also at that meeting, information to finish off the I-94 expansion plan. The DOT's Brad Wallace saying that the project should be completed, reference Foxconn, around the same time the company's plant is operational, in about 3 to 4 years.
We understand the schedule of the development, and with the number of jobs and the number of people showing up, both during construction and then when things are operational, yeah, we want to make sure that the street improvements are done so that they can move freight and goods.
He says blueprints for the different segments of road were all on display at the village's main meeting room, at the village hall's main meeting room, as well as the plans for extending the electrical transmission lines. American Transmission Company putting out on its website recently that that's about $140 million, a project all by itself. Well, speaking of transportation, if you take the Metra train from the downtown Kenosha station near the Public Safety Building, you might want to be prepared for a slight increase in the cost of a ticket, though not for another few weeks. The RTA board in Chicago voted in favor of a 25-cent across-the-board fare hike for CTA, Metra, and Pace, all in response to a cut in state funding for mass transit. A statement, that is, from the RTA notes that 2018 is going to be the fourth consecutive year their systems will not be getting any additional capital funds from the Illinois legislature. The Metra hike for ticket prices, that'll begin February 1st. Azarian Wrecking used to be located in Racine along the now former Machinery Row site by the Root River. Sam and Lori Azarian moved the operation to 1535 High Street because of the city's plans. But inclusion of a used trailer outside of their main building for office purposes, that is still a problem for the city in that it does not meet design standards or the redevelopment planning goals of the area. During the City Plan Commission meeting this week, Alderman Dennis Weiser borrowed on his Racine Unified experience and saying that the trailers only last so long before they start to break down, not to mention the potential litigation the city could face if you allow one but not others.
If we have one building and we tell them they can have a trailer for the office, and then if someone comes in immediately adjacent and we then say, no, you can't have a trailer, we could be taken to court to say if they were allowed to have the trailer, what is the distinguishing factor that we're not allowed to have a trailer? And if it's done in an apparently arbitrary fashion, it becomes difficult to defend.
Commissioner Tom Durkin felt that better visuals than presented at the meeting thus far might help them determine just how to proceed.
The pictures that I'm presented with or looking at doesn't really do a whole lot. I can't tell one way or another. Is there a way we can get some like better drawings, better renderings, so we can actually see what it might look like? We see the trailer in the present condition. We see some drawings, but that, to me, it doesn't help me at all trying to determine Whether it's going to look like a trailer or not when it's done.
Sam Azarian saying that it's not going to look like a trailer anymore. He also acknowledged that basically it's going to be permanent. The Plan Commission voted to defer the matter for another meeting. A couple of ceiling fan models from Hunter Contemp sold at Costco, like the store in Kenosha. They're being recalled because of incorrect installation directions. The affected model numbers 59174 and 76. They were ordered pulled off the shelves last week. The owner's manual instructed buyers to install the light globe improperly. Could cause it to fall. Some 36 reports of falling globes, but thus far no injuries. Costco and Hunter have been contacting all known purchasers with new instructions for installing the globes. www.hunterfan.com is the source to get information. Well, after matching the donations given to the Racine Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign in one day last month, S.E. Johnson Chairman and CEO Fisk Johnson says he's going to double match all the donations dropped into the kettles tomorrow. The Kettle campaign has raised more than $166,000 through last weekend toward the goal this year of $305,000. The campaign will continue through December the 23rd, and more volunteer bell ringers are needed. Kenosha Unified School Board this week approving a resolution that urges the House of Representatives to reverse a measure in the tax reform bill to end a $250 income tax deduction for teachers. Resolution also notes that the Senate tax reform plan doubles the deduction for expenses teachers pay out of their own pockets to $500. Board member Gary Kunick calling supporting the resolution a no-brainer.
And I'm glad to see that the Senate has come out doubling the expense. I get to deduct things in my profession, and I think, you know, it should be the same for teachers, so I support this wholeheartedly.
Board member Mike Falkowski said that such resolutions are a good way to reach out to elected officials.
And I hope this won't be the last time we do something. I hope we'll continue to do more resolutions. You know, the Wisconsin Area School Board Association also puts out resolutions. Some of them don't match our district, but some of them are good ones, and I like to see them brought forth before the board to show our elected officials that, you know, the state and federal level that, you know, these are important. These are things that our districts are concerned about, and resolutions like this are a great way.
Unanimous support for that resolution. Other school districts across the state have approved similar measures. Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare All Saints is in the Racine-based division of Ascension Healthcare. It's taken over the medical complex, of course, on Spring Street. It has announced Kristen McManaman is going to be the new president when Susan Boland retires at the end of January. McManaman, most recently the president of ambulatory care for a nonprofit faith-based health system in Central Ohio. Racine's Public Works Department knows where your recycling and solid waste collection containers are at any time of the day, even past curfew. The tracking system with it, then the computer software, all designed to find the carts that get lost or stolen, as well as keeping tabs on the trucks and the drivers that pick up the materials. The Public Works and Services Committee this week heard from Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag talking about the need to amend the residential cart maintenance program with Pleasant Prairie-based Rarick Pacific. They started to monitor the city's recycling carts years ago. Just a couple of trucks involved in that. Now the whole operation is bigger because you got the garbage carts.
We went from 5 trucks to 12 trucks because we're both recycling and solid waste. Tracking of the vehicles, and they're honoring that $100 per vehicle price on that. And then the software package, again, is covering over double the carts since we have more in solid waste than we have in recycling. And again, that fee went down to $425 for this new R-Vision software package, which is really a little easier to use than the original software they had.
When asked by Alderman Sandy Widener if the city couldn't handle the monitoring capability itself, Eag said no, given that it's the company's tracking system.
The carts have the RFID chip on it that has to be read to determine where it's at. And again, it tracks it in their database that they have at their site. Where the cart is located, when it was picked up, etc.
Committee's recommendation to the council to amend the cart tracking maintenance contract with Rarick to make the monthly payment just over $1,600 for the solid waste and recycling program. And the Racine County Sheriff's Department this morning is going to be accepting a large donation of stuffed animals from 7-year-old Cody Struble. He's from the village of Caledonia. He organized a toy drive. It led to nearly 1,200 toys for kids at Children's Hospital to try to make things a little bit better for them over the holidays. A portion of that will be donated to the sheriff's office so they can use it when kids are involved in calls for service. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling to accept that donation from Cody at Zerati's Auto Sales in Caledonia on 27th Street. It's operated by Rick Zerati, who is a family friend. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscast, in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.